All right, Robert, you ready to do this thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is Saturday. Currently, it's about 11 o'clock in the morning. And before things get too much busier here at the Fish and Franks World Headquarters in the bustling metropolis of Charlotte Harbor, we probably should get on doing this place-by-place fishing report, because if we don't, we ain't gonna.
And somebody will yell at us, too.
They will.
It's usually how it works.
Okay. To avoid having that problem, let's just go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Now, we are starting, of course, with the Peace River and Harbor Heights and upriver, along with Shell Creek. And last week, we had slow to nothing except at Shell Creek, where the spillway was flowing. What do we have going on this week?
Still slow. There's some snook up there and some juvenile tarpon. And a whole lot of gar still rolling around.
Okay.
But are they catching a lot? No, not really. But it's okay. You know, it's to be expected. It's very, very, very hot.
Yes.
To say the least.
And have we had much water flow?
Nope. Not since last week.
So we did have a lot of rain the past few days, but most of it seemed to be falling on the lower harbor.
Right.
Not so much up the rivers.
Nope. Not too much inland. Or it's way inland. Like East Coast.
That's pretty far inland.
That's pretty far inland.
Okie doke. Well then. All right. We will move on to the Darspark Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
I got nothing there.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
No reports, nothing?
No reports, nothing.
There we go. Live Oak Point Park by the 41 Bridges.
A couple of black drum. A few baby bull sharks. What else? Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. A couple guys went there night fishing, but I never heard back from them. I'm sure that there was, hypothetically speaking, snook should be there, but didn't hear actually a word saying that they were there. And, of course, a couple bridge trolls that always embellish everything, like, you know, 287-pound cobia. And,
yeah.
You know.
Got a triple tail 4 foot long.
Yeah. Exactly. Goofy stuff.
Yep. They even brag about their trash fish.
I know. Caught a sail cat that had to be at least 30 pounds.
At least.
Yeah.
The Lashley Pier closed until further notice, and I saw a story, I think it was Wink, put it out, that might be closed for a while.
Yeah?
Like a year while.
Really?
Yeah.
That much damage, supposedly, huh? Or they're just taking that much time with it?
Hard to tell exactly which.
Or are they selling the property off to Allegiant and they're trying to keep it quiet?
Well, that could be, too.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Boy. In any event, the pier is still closed.
Yeah.
So we will move on to the Bayshore Pier.
Okay. A couple small bull sharks. One guy did catch a snook there the other night. What else? One guy jumped two tarpon. One little guy said he guessed it at like 20 or 30 pounds. The other one was about 80 pounds.
Okay.
And didn't land either one of them, but he at least jumped them.
Well, from the pier, it's hard to land a tarpon.
Sure. But if I was going to hook one up here, that'd be the one I'd want to hook it on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Easy to walk down?
Easy to walk down, put a lot of heat on that fish, because you got a lot of open water. Where is he really going to go? As long as you got enough line capacity, I think you could really put some pretty good pressure on him.
Yeah. He's a ways from the bridge, so I don't think he's going to get there.
And it's all shallow around there, so he's going to really wear himself out jumping quite a few times, I think.
And that's the cool thing, is that really that's all he can do is jump.
Right.
So you should be able to get a pretty good show out of him.
Right.
Even if you don't land him.
Yeah. So I'd be okay with it.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Some small snook at night. Then some very small mangrove snapper and sand bream during the daytime. And a couple of small bull sharks. And that's all I've heard over there. Most of it's been in the evening at night and at night over there. Anyone with a good sense of reality would be fishing at night over there anyway.
Well, you walk out there and it feels like 110 and you've got bright sunshine over your head. What are you even doing?
Right.
Go find some place with a solid object between you and the sun and preferably some air conditioning.
There you go. What's
the matter with you people? Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
Sand bream. Quite a few people catching sand bream in various spots. They've been getting a lot of little snook. Still some black drum in there. Not nearly in the numbers they were, but there's definitely still enough in there. And a few jacks have been coming through. It's not too bad. Definitely not great by any stretch.
Well, but it sounds a lot better than, you know, what we've been hearing in a lot of the upper harbor.
Yeah. Yep, definitely a lot better than the upper river.
Yeah. Faux show. And if you need to know more about sand bream and what the heck they are, you can check out Robert's column in this week's Waterline magazine.
Yeah.
The El Jobin Pier.
Great. Stuff that comes out. No idea. It's good.
What, did you forget what you wrote about, Robert?
Always. Well, we work pretty hard on it, but it's like once it's done, it's done.
Right.
Done with it, walk away. Next. It's easier that way.
I kind of feel the same way, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, did the spot check twice. Yeah, but it's done. You got done with it, moved on, and okay.
It did seem familiar when we got to it. Yeah, it was like, you know, I feel like we've been here before.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
Yeah, it's all right. Let's see, El Jobin, I've actually got only one report there. The guy was fishing at night. He caught several snook, saw a couple small tarpon, but he said that his buddy has been getting some small tarpon, well, seeing the small tarpon and hooking one every now and then in the early morning right at sunrise. Other than that, got nothing besides some catfish. No shortage of them.
Hmm. Well, I don't usually add the catfish to the reports since very few people are wanting to catch them.
I know, but I'm just saying that's what I've been hearing.
Although I will tell you, the sail cats have been around the schools of bait.
Yeah.
With everything else, with all the other predatory fish.
Right.
And we caught some this week on surprisingly fast-moving artificials. So, don't think they won't chase that thing down and tackle it.
Take them home and eat them?
Did not.
Didn't want them?
We weren't keeping fish on those trips.
Ah, okay.
Easier to just let them go. The Myack River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
I got nothing. No report at all from that area.
Sadites, okay. South Gulf Cove canals.
Some juvenile tarpon and some snook at night. And that's it. Some guys bought some worms because they're going to go back and try for the Mayan cichlids and tilapia that they caught the week before, but I didn't hear back from them if they did or didn't.
Gotcha. That's a bummer.
Yeah, they at least took the worms.
I'm sure they're in there.
I'm sure they are, too.
That's one thing about fishing this time of year and in this kind of heat is that the tropical fish that we have here, the Mayan cichlids, the peacock bass, especially if you slide a little bit further south, the wapotes and all that kind of stuff, they just love that. Reminds them of home.
Yeah.
So they don't slow down a bit. How about the west wall?
The west wall, let's see. You got a few pompano in that 3 to 4 feet of water on the outside of the bar. And then you got the snook have been scattered along the shoreline, but closer to deeper water, a little bit further down the wall, like the lower half of the wall. And then a couple guys have been catching some small trout on same areas where they're catching and finding the pompano. But nothing of really any size or numbers. It's just incidental bycatch, I guess.
Okay.
That's about it. Okay. This week's been a little quiet. Problem is kids are going back to school. It's really, really, really hot outside. So,
yeah.
This week's reports are
thinner than usual?
Yeah, a little bit thinner than normal.
Well, and how many people have you talked to who are telling you about their vacation that they just come back from or that they're planning on taking, and a lot of people just aren't here right now?
Right.
This is that time period where if you don't have kids going back to school, well, why don't you go check out Maine?
Yeah.
And see what that's like.
Beautiful. At least that's what Robert was telling me the other day when I was talking to him.
I had the misfortune of going to the store the night before Sarasota County Schools started. I didn't realize it was the night before.
Yeah.
It was panicking parent central.
Really?
In there. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Dragging their kids back and forth with lists of supplies, and we don't know what we're supposed to get. Let's just stand here in the middle of the aisle while we try to figure it out on our phones.
Do I need a number 2 pencil or a number 4 pencil?
Right, it's always a number 2, kid. Always a number 2.
Is it a blue ink or a black ink?
Yeesh.
It's kind of funny.
Stupid kids.
Yes.
What are you doing now? It sounds like you're opening up peppermints.
Peppermints?
That's what it sounds like.
Really? As opposed to a candy cane or...
Or a candy cane, yes, maybe a candy cane. Perhaps a Werther's Original.
Werther's Original. I like Werther's Originals. Squirrel, where's Mike?
What even do you have there? Put your pants back on, Robert.
Uh-huh. Travel rod.
Oh. A travel rod.
Yes. It's actually not a bad little travel rod either.
Now, why would you be interested in a travel rod?
It even says passport on it.
Not like you ever go anywhere.
Look at that. See? Passport.
Do you want to carry on with the fishing report?
Yes. Just waiting for you to quit screwing around.
And maybe that says pause sport.
Maybe.
You don't know. The Cape Hayes Bar, what's been going on in that area?
Oh, let's see. Some bonnet heads. A couple of other sharks. A couple of Spanish mackerel, very baby bluefish. Guy showed me a picture of one. I actually had to look at it really close to see if it was a blue runner because it looked like about the size of his hand.
Okay.
What else? Couple of ladyfish, and that's it. Pretty slow and quiet. I guess even Flipper hasn't been over there that much this past week. I'm sure he was around within yelling distance, but...
Yeah, I'm sure. But if the dolphins abandon it, then you know that the spot is not so good right now.
Yep. That's exactly it.
Turtle and bull bays.
Turtle and bull bay. Let's see. A lot of little snook. I've heard of a couple of redfish inside there. Been a few assortment of sharks, especially a couple lemons and a couple of bigger bulls, like 5-6 foot. That's about it. A couple guys are seeing the juvenile tarpon up inside there. The ones you saw the other day, were they juvies or adults?
All babies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I've heard of in there. Been the little babies. 10 to 30 pounders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little guys. Little fun-sized tarpon. If they would bite.
If they would bite.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
That is always the fun part, trying to get them to bite. The only thing I've heard around there has been some Spanish mackerel. And not very many of them, but they've been there.
So we drove around that this week and took a look at Cape Hayes Reef to see what we could actually see down there on the bottom.
Yeah.
There is some stuff down there. It's all moved from where it was. Nothing is where it was.
Big surprise there.
Not really. But there is stuff that's down there. So it looked like it had some fish on it because when you would go over it again, you could see the either ghost marks or fish marks sitting on top of them. And I'm always looking at a fish finder that I don't have much familiarity with. So it's never a sure thing for me that, yes, we're definitely seeing fish here. So I never fully trust anybody else's fish finder. But when you're driving over it multiple times and the ghost marks keep changing, that tells me that they probably are fish sitting down there. So I don't know what they would have been. We did not fish for them. We were more learning how to look at that kind of stuff than doing anything else at the moment. We had a lot of other things to get to. But
gotcha. Somebody was telling me that one of those culverts were actually like standing almost vertical.
I didn't find that one.
No. Somebody was saying that. I'm pretty sure it was at Cape Hayes Reef.
Yeah.
They said it was standing pretty good upwards. Maybe that was Trump. No, I'm pretty sure it was Cape Hayes. I don't know. People have been starting to use that live scope stuff and getting some really crazy details.
Right.
More people are jumping on that thing. Finding out that it works really, really, really good in salt water.
Well, and why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Okay, we're moving on to Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, that's definitely the better area for a variety of stuff. Out in that 4 to 6 feet of water. Oh, you know what I did forget over there on the west wall?
What's that?
Pompano.
We can add it.
We should probably add that, because there has been enough pompano over there.
Hey, look, I'm looking at the west wall. The very first thing it says is some pompano.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't remember saying it. Sorry. It's like that other thing, just said it, done, forgot, move on.
Yep.
But, well, it's true.
I know. I understand.
But in that 4 to 6 feet of water, they're getting some trout, ladyfish, oddball Spanish mackerel and bluefish. Been a few sharks through there, mostly the small black nose and sharp nose. And then the snook have been up along the shoreline, but anywhere where there's structure with access to deeper water, very close by. Same way with the couple of redfish that I've heard about in there too. Same thing. One guy did get a redfish out there, that oyster bar, not the oyster bar, the clam lease.
Okay.
And he said it was about 30 inches, roughly. It was just over slot, but he doesn't like eating redfish, so he didn't pay that close attention to it. Just caught it and threw it back in.
Okay.
It was the only one he caught, but still interesting out there in that little deeper water like that.
Okay.
So, not bad.
What else you got?
That's about it for in that area.
Fine. The Placida area, then. The pier, the trestle, Gasparilla Pass.
Very tiny mangrove snapper. Been a couple of whiting caught there, too. And bunches of little snook, but most of the snook bite has definitely been... At night, once it's dark, they seem to turn on a lot better. But the visibility is still pretty darn good out there in the water, so I would suggest using fluorocarbon. So far this year, fluorocarbon is going to be the better for you no matter where you're fishing at.
Absolutely. I mean, the visibility out there is actually way too good right now.
You know, right.
We're driving along in 8 feet of water and looking down at the bottom right there next to the trestle.
Pretty crazy.
We should not be able to see it.
No.
It's interesting to see that grass patch that's trying to grow back, too.
Yeah?
Along the section of the trestle next to the party bar.
Oh, okay.
There's a big wad of grass there that's trying very hard to turn into a thing.
Good. We could use that.
Yeah. I was just out there cheering it on.
Perfect.
Go, grass, go! All right, mangrove snapper, whiting snook, that it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, Lemon Bay.
Oh, let's see, Lemon Bay.
The Bay of Lemons.
There's been a school...
La Bahia Limone.
There's been a school of redfish up inside there.
Okay, any particular location in Lemon Bay? It's a pretty big bay.
No, they're spread out, moving around.
Okay.
And then there's what the pompano. Guy's been catching a couple pompano up in there. And of course there's been an assortment of snook around all the islands and some of the docks. The pompano are more up towards that Lemon Bay Conservancy area, I'm guessing, because that's where that guy likes to fish all the time.
Okay. And are these snook biting during daylight hours?
Yeah. Yeah, they're catching them. Mostly on paddle tails and some small white bait. Because okay. There's been some white bait up in there, but it's all really tiny. But guys, you're still killing it. Literally.
Right, killing it in their nets?
Yeah. Yeah. Even with their quarter-inch mesh nets, they're still killing it. Still a little tough.
Yeah, they get excited, throwing the wrong stuff.
They do. It happens.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't like it either.
The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
Some snook at night. What else I heard? That's it.
Okay. But that's all we'll put.
That's all I've heard.
Let's go out to the Gulf of Mexico.
Nobody bragging about the size of them, that's for sure.
See what's happening in the Gulf.
Well, let's see. From the shoreline out to a couple few miles out, Spanish mackerel. Tarpon are anywhere from an eighth of a mile out to about 2 miles out. They're getting lanes in as shallow as 50 feet of water of decent size, along with a few mangroves and a couple of yellowtail. Not a lot, but enough to fish for them.
Okay.
That's honestly about it that I've heard of out there.
No AJ reports?
No AJ reports.
I'm deeply bummed.
Well, there's a couple people that are going to go try, but they have yet to get them.
Okay, well, they better get on it. We got 12 days left.
I hope so.
Season's half over.
I hope so.
Short season.
They will try.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that is what it is.
Okay. That brings us to the Venice Jetties.
Venice Jetties. A lot of snook. Some really good snook at night. And then there's also been a few Spanish mackerel, some whiting, a couple of pompano during the daytime. One guy did hook a tarpon down there, throwing out dead bait, trying to shark fish, and hooked, did not land, but he said it was 100 plus. So, it's not too bad of a thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Fine. Punarasa, no reports till further notice. Redfish Pass.
Got nothing this week.
No reports. Captiva Pass.
Let's see, a few Spanish mackerel, a lot of snook, been a few mangrove snapper, a couple of very baby, gags.
Okay.
Been a handful of those being caught lately. That's about it.
Boca Grande Pass.
Spanish mackerel, mangrove snapper, and a lot of tarpon rolling around, but not catching a lot of them. But they are definitely rolling around all over the place out there. But mixed bag of from crabs to squirrel fish to pinfish, depending on what mood they're in at that moment.
Is anybody reporting good action out here, or is it slow for everybody?
It's slow. Definitely slower than what it Should be.
Okay. Slow and picky.
Very.
The best kind of tarpon fishing.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely great.
Let's take a walk down the beach.
Oh, let's see. Whiting, snook, a few pompano. One guy caught, I'm guessing, a sennet because he described about a 14, 15-inch barracuda.
It might have just been a 14 or 15-inch barracuda.
It could have been. It very well could have been. What else? Couple of jacks, couple of Spanish mackerel. That's about it.
Okay.
It's been beautiful out there. The clarity is incredible. Water temperature is just perfect for wade fishing. You know, it's not bad out there.
You're not going to be too chilled wading, I tell you that.
Nope. Yeah, she and I need to take a ride out there and go fishing. Check it out.
Matt Lachey.
Oh, let's see. That was last week. Did we mention last week, or was that after we did the report with that guy?
I don't know if we mentioned it last week, because I didn't type it out.
Okay.
Because why would I?
Okay. Well, he was over there catching some really big trout on cut ladyfish. Like, did it 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah, we got that.
It's on there?
Yeah, we got that. I thought you meant that other guy.
Uh-oh. No, we ain't gonna talk about him anymore.
Super friendly guy.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Just don't hire a charter captain for Matt Lachey.
Well, now, wait a minute.
if that's in his title, how's that? If that's in the name of his business, don't. Or tell him you can educate him on how to catch fish. Especially since he wants to come in and jump on you when you're catching fish and thinks he knows how to catch fish.
I think I choked on a bug.
Did you?
I think so.
Yeah. A little protein for you for the day.
You
can tell your wife that you ate now.
It's in my lungs.
Oh.
That's not going to help anything.
Nope. It'll make for a good little cyst later.
Okay. Where were we? Because I didn't hear a damn thing you said.
You made your eyes water. That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I wasn't going to give you a Heimlich.
Yeah, you went right down there.
That's good.
Ooh.
That's not good. That's painful as heck.
All right. What am I putting in here for this report?
a few trout. A few snook, and a couple miscellaneous sharks that are in that's been quiet since that guy gave us that good report, and he was only here for that week visiting, so now he gone. See, and that's the cool stuff about when people come down here to visit. Sometimes they just try to apply some of their rules that they already know and are unbelievably successful. You know, who goes out there and throws dead, chunked up ladyfish at night? And then starts catching trout and continues to catch trout two nights in a row.
It takes a certain level of faith to go out there and do that kind of thing.
It does.
And most people have lost that faith.
Right.
Or never had it in the first place. They only know what they've been told. They're not willing to try new things.
Gotcha.
And that's a previous column that we've written before. Is the importance of trying new things. We've written that multiple times, actually.
Yes, it is.
And yet, people still get stuck in that idea of, well, I never heard of that before.
Never.
Okay, well.
That's such a weird thing.
Could have gave it a shot. Tried a thing. Try a new spot. Try a new place. Try something different. Jeez.
Yeah. Even if you're going to the same spot, try something different.
Yeah. Okay, that brings us to Pine Island Sound. No reports out of the south end, I presume?
Nope.
How about the north end from Rat and Cat north up to Mondongo and Patricio?
A lot of little snook. People are seeing a couple of bigger snook. Supposedly there's a big school of redfish that showed up down in that area.
Now is this, when we talk about these schools of redfish,
mm-hmm.
like you said, there's a school of redfish moving around in Lemon Bay. Is it a school of redfish, or is it, like, four schools of redfish, and people keep seeing them in different places? That's the thing, is that you always hear about this, there's a school, and it's moving here, and it's moving there. And are you sure it's a school? You know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I just wonder.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. But when you get two reports in the same day that far apart, you kind of assume that it's two separate schools of fish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm assuming it's multiple schools in Lemon Bay.
Right.
When you hear about people, well, we saw them, they were down by Stump Pass. Oh, well, we saw them, and they were way up there by the Minnesota Bridge. Okay, well, what makes you think that it's the same school of redfish? You know? I'm assuming it's probably multiple schools. They're probably moving around, and they're probably gathering up into one big super school, and they break up into smaller schools, and, you know? A school is just not as consistent as a lot of people seem to think it is.
That's because it's supposed to be a whole bunch of fish all the time cooperating.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Uh-huh. It would be. Just doesn't work that way, does it?
So, we have some schooling redfish down here.
Mm-hmm.
Along with some snook.
And a lot of individual and small groups of tarpon. That's according to you.
Yeah, but what do I know?
You know more than most and a little bit less than others. So that's pretty good. Also been a lot of small sharks down in there too. A couple guys are seeing a few bigger bulls cruising around, but the majority of what they're seeing is small stuff. Or catching out there.
Okay. Snook, redfish, tarpon, sharks.
Pretty much it. Haven't heard of any trout. I'm sure there's some Spanish mackerel down in there.
There's got to be.
You know, just haven't heard.
Got to be. Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia. Let's see, we got some trout. Been a couple of Spanish mackerel there. Haven't heard how the Bokelia Pier is doing, but it opened back up from what I saw.
Yes, and people were complaining about the $15 fee.
Those guys are idiots.
To go out there.
They're idiots.
I don't want to pay $15 to go fish at a pier where they chum and where there's almost always fish around there.
Right.
I'd rather do what exactly?
What do you think the insurance is on that thing a year?
I have no idea.
What's the county permit for the license for the year?
Not a clue.
You know? Plus to pay somebody to be there to make sure you're doing the right thing.
Hmm. And it would be one thing if it were a lousy pier.
Right.
But it's a pretty good pier.
It is.
You know, people catch some really nice fish off of that thing.
Yeah. Those are the people who are idiots. My thought is go buy your own piece of property on the water, build yourself a dock, and let me know how that works out for you if you want the public to use it.
Yeah. Build your own pier.
Yeah. If you build your own pier,
Boogerhead,
they'll show up.
Of course, where are you going to build it? Where are you going to find a semi-affordable piece of waterfront property?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be...
I mean, never mind the insurance. What do you think the taxes are on that?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the guy's being unreasonable with his pricing.
Uh-huh. I got a better idea. Instead of charging you to go out there and fish, what if he just charges per fish you catch? That's an idea.
There you go. That would be good.
Maybe they would complain less about that.
Yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they're just going to complain no matter what.
Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Schools of redfish on the bar there from Burnt Store, probably down to Two Pines, depending on who's bouncing them around. There's also been some pompano down there on the outside of the bar. Small snook.
Snook along the trees, schooling redfish on the bar, pompano outside the bar. Has anybody mentioned what the grass looks like down here?
Down
around Burnt Store, Two Pines?
No. I haven't even asked, actually.
I would like to know.
Take a ride down there.
Well, and yeah, I know, but I haven't quite made it down there.
Oh, okay.
I keep wanting to. and I haven't quite made it.
Next time you do a fish coach thing, go out of your way to go over there to look.
I know, but...
it's their gas.
That's true, but...
Well, and that's how you explain it to them, too. Hey, we're going out here to learn. Yeah. This is how you actually got to deviate sometimes from your original plan to go look at a couple of things to get a better perspective on what might be happening for future trips.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll try to make a point to do that if you try to make a point to remember next time somebody's giving you a report from this area what the grass looked like.
Okay.
And we'll compare notes.
I can do that.
Okay.
I'll be talking to Danny in the next couple of days, actually. I'll probably talk to him on Tuesday because he's got some stuff going on that I told him I'd talk to him on Tuesday about.
Okay.
And Zuper. He's one of those more observant ones for what's going on out there.
Let's slide our way north up to the Pirate Harbor and Eastside Keys area.
Oh, Pompano. Pompano. A few more Pompano. Bonnethead sharks. Okay. Blacknose sharks. That's about it. Nothing inside Pirate Harbor. I guess they've got all that black sludge all over the surface in there, from what I've heard from a couple different people. A couple of those canals, it's so bad that the one guy, his motor is actually overheating on his way to try to idle out.
Yeah, I believe it. It's disgusting in there.
Seen some good pictures?
I've seen some good algae.
Yeah?
That's why I want to know what's going on further south of that.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
It's not random idle curiosity. It's just that I know how cruddy it is further north on the east wall.
Right. Okay. See what I can figure out.
Gator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink.
Let's see. I got nothing.
No reports.
No report.
Ponce de Leon Park.
A few black drum. Itsy Bitsy mangrove snapper. People are seeing a few of the big snook, but nobody's hooking into any of them. Guy did hook a baby bull shark off of there the other day. Just don't know what I'm doing wrong. I can't hook a bull shark or land a bull shark in my backyard. But people are getting them all over the place this year. Like one of the best years I've heard of in a long time.
There should be some in your backyard.
There should be. My neighbor's caught a couple already. I just can't catch one. Live catfish, mullet, ladyfish, nothing. They just don't like me. It's a little frustrating.
All right. When we came out of Ponce Park the other day, there was a pretty decent school of mullet working that flat to the north of the channel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I was happy to see them. Yeah. But it's cool because they're in that water that's shallow enough that you could definitely mistake them for redfish.
Yeah.
If you didn't know what they were. So, but I told the guy, it don't matter, really. I mean, if it's a school of mullet working, that's fine. Cast into them anyway.
Yeah.
And there's usually predatory fish hanging out with them.
Well, absolutely.
So, only thing I don't want to do is cast into a school of tailing catfish.
No? Why not?
Not again. Because that'd guaranteed you're going to catch one.
That'd be fun. It's
100% guaranteed.
Yeah, that would be...
It's a disappointment when you think that they're tailing redfish, and it turns out that they're tailing catfish.
Right.
So, always look twice when you see fish tailing at the surface.
Sometimes a lot more than twice.
Yeah.
That's what it takes sometimes.
PGI canals and Punta Gorda area in general.
That's a little snook. Quite a few juvenile tarpon flipping of the fin. And then... still pretty good numbers of black drum, but they are starting to spread out a little bit more. They're not quite as thick and as happy as they were. But they've been getting worked really hard over in there, too, so that does not surprise me at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else going on?
Nope.
Okay. The Gilchrist Pier.
I got no reports from over there.
No reports.
None.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Ghost Town.
ghost.
Like a guy didn't even get Spanish mackerel over there the other day when he was trolling around it. But it's been really, really quiet. With the exception of, I think, two tarpon have been hooked over there.
Yeah, but you could say that about literally any random area of the harbor.
Exactly.
If you hang out there long enough with a bait out, you'll hook a tarpon.
Absolutely.
So, the 20-foot holes.
Sharks. Been a few sharks, lots of catfish, and an occasional Spanish mackerel. But the tarpon have not been in there the way they should be. Should be doing a lot better on those things.
The
stuff's going to blow up.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Cut the red wire.
Cut the red wire. All right, yeah. That works.
The bait fish report.
Yeah, good luck with that. There's thread fins scattered in the middle holes and out towards Pine Island. And then... oh, I know what that noise was. The white bait has been exceptionally small. Some bigger ones mixed in with a whole lot of the small. Like, small enough you're going to get gilled in the quarter-inch mesh net.
And where are we seeing this small white bait?
Boquilla. A little bit over at Devilfish and Placida. It's not.
And the thing is, the water's clear enough, you should be able to see what size bait you're dealing with.
Right, exactly.
So try to make a good judgment call.
Be a lot better. Be a lot better for the little fishies. Give them a chance to grow up. Give them a chance to at least breed once.
Right.
At least once. Be a good thing.
So even with that quarter inch net.
Yeah.
Don't just assume you can catch anything with it.
Oh, they want to though. Oh, I can still fish with those. Even though their heads fit through that mesh net, I'll still do just fine. Goofy.
And there's still a ton of pinfish out there.
Yeah. Is it tons?
Yes. If you're in a decent spot, grass 4 to 8 feet deep, yes, there's a ton of pinfish out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All right. The freshwater creeks, canals, rivers, ponds, lakes, mud puddles, etc.
Very slow. Few bass are being caught. Mostly it's been on plastic worms and lizards. Frogs have been working okay, but mostly it's been a shiner bite, if anything else. Fishing around moving water. If you can find moving water and shade, you're really good. But it has been extraordinarily slow. I mean, some of these lakes are, 3 feet of mud showing on the banks? 4 feet of mud?
Yep.
It's pretty crazy.
On the plus side, we don't have to drain too much out of Okeechobee.
This is true.
So,
just think it's funny that they're still talking about opening the locks more. It's like,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
The tarpon reports.
Spraying herbicides and let it fill.
Do we need a tarpon map?
No. Maybe. Not really.
Well, make up your mind.
Not really. Pretty simple.
All right.
Intracoastal from Captiva Pass all the way up to Venice.
Okay.
And then the beach is the same thing.
How far out of the beaches?
That's about 3 miles. And then the pass, Boca and Gasparilla Pass, and even a few in Captiva Pass. Not a lot, but that's where the better concentrations are at. Because the ones in the intercoastal, it's 1, 2, 6s. The beaches, it's 6 to 20. But the pass has definitely got better numbers of fish rolling. Showing themselves a little bit better.
but it's a slow bite.
Very. I don't know, for me, I'd be dead baiting. Cut up thread fins, cut up ladyfish, mullet. Obviously, you're going to get a couple sharks as bycatch, but at least I can definitely stand a good chance of hooking one of those fish.
Okie dokie. Next spot is nothing. We ran out of spots. What do you want to do? Should we start over?
Nope. We can make stuff up. No. No.
Doesn't seem like fun.
It doesn't.
I think the best thing to do is just to wrap this report up.
Sounds like a good idea.
Any final words of wisdom? Anything to offer? Anything to suggest?
Stay hydrated.
Uh-huh.
Put on a cool rag that you keep in the cooler. Wrap it around your neck regularly.
Uh-huh.
Because it's so humid, the sweat is not evaporating off you, so your core temperature is overheating.
Uh-huh.
So be super careful. That's about it. And leave your pets at home. Just go yourself.
Yes. Let them stay in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So at least somebody gets to be comfortable.
Exactly.
All right. We will try to see you back again here next week. Until then, say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.